Of all the Bay Area cities that are addressing their homelessness problem, Oakland seems to be the most proactive. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with the Oakland official tasked with eliminating tent cities while helping the homeless find new digs. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Homelessness and housing insecurity in the Bay Area is a persistent, almost relentless problem, and it has been for years. In some senses, Oakland has been ground zero, if only perceptually, for this civic issue. Safety in and around homeless encampments for people who live in the town is a political football. The present Oakland administration seems more proactive about solving homelessness than we've seen in quite a while.
We have had conversations with Google and Facebook. Both of them are very interested in doing what they can around housing. And so I think that that combined with a growing interest in philanthropy, foundations getting involved, means we finally have a critical mass to get what we really need, which is not only policy change, but funding.
Tent cities are being moved, displacing the homeless not into barracks, but into temporary safe housing in Oakland. And the effort is not only growing, but it's also showing results. The new czar of homelessness and affordable housing in Oakland is now
Darren Ranaletti, Policy Director for Housing Security.
The first ever Policy Director for Housing Security.
That's right, in Oakland Mayor Schaaf's office.
How did that position come to be? Let's just start there.
Housing and homelessness is the most pressing issue in Oakland right now. And the mayor felt that she needed to add some resources to the team to tackle this issue.
You're a line item in the new budget, basically, right? I mean, you have a new department?
I am a policy director in her office, which means that I support the mayor in her efforts to advocate for housing at the regional, local, state, and federal levels. We have a separate housing policy. So being in the mayor's office allows me to coordinate with partners outside of the city as well as across the departments within the city.
Let's start macro and then kind of land the plane as to what policies you are trying to hope to enact and how Oaklanders can maybe help. The general gist of the story in the Bay Area is that the high cost of living is increasing homelessness. And a lot of administrations have kicked the can down the road when it comes to this, because this boom wasn't exactly a new idea. What are you seeing in a very macro kind of way and how you're going to approach things? And then we can drill into some of the finite details.
In Oakland these days, we're seeing tremendous economic investment. We are seeing job growth. We are seeing decreasing crime, the unemployment rate dropping. But this regional housing affordability crisis is really impacting us. So as places like Silicon Valley continue to add more and more jobs with very little new housing, it's forcing their workers to live in places like Oakland. And that means that there's a competition for housing and a demand for housing, and it forces housing prices up. So in Oakland, since 2010, we've seen a 55% increase in apartment rents. That's a huge pop in such a short amount of time. And that's forcing many Oaklanders who can no longer afford to live in the city, outside of the city, outside of the region, or onto our streets.
When it comes to the housing issue, am I remembering this correctly, that the Schaaf administration has eased the restrictions for putting mother-in-law apartments and other things into existing domiciles?
In 2016, the mayor convened a group of housing policy experts to come up with a plan to address this housing strategy. And it was called the 17K or 17K plan. And it outlined really two strategies. We need a lot of housing for all income levels. You know, fundamentally, we have a housing supply issue at a regional level. And although one city by itself can't solve the crisis, we all need to do everything we can. So we need lots of housing. So the plan calls for 17,000 housing units over the next 8 years. And to protect 17,000 households in their current housing situation over the next 8 years, there was a number of strategies outlined, and that plan is being implemented. And one of those, you're absolutely right, is to encourage what we call accessory dwelling units or secondary units. It's a great way to provide relatively affordable housing in a way that doesn't have a dramatic effect on a neighborhood's character. We have also streamlined the development of all kinds of housing. So right now in Oakland, we have over 6,000 housing units under construction. That's six times what we typically have. And that plan is working. So all of this new supply has caused rents to stabilize in Oakland for the first time in many years. We've got a long way to go, but we're making progress.
Speaking of progress, I live in Oakland, full disclosure. I live in the Oakland Hills. And there is a physical manifestation of the homeless problem that you addressed at the top of the interview in Oakland. And that is the encampment that is /was on 27th Street. Let's talk about your plan for that. Let's talk about the housing that you have, the administration has developed for the tough sheds and the replacement of that homeless community.
We believe that the current spike in homelessness is really an indicator of the shortcomings in the housing system. We had a relatively stable homeless rate for many years, but since 2015, we've seen a recent spike, a 25% increase.
Wow.
That's a huge increase in a short amount of time. And the city has had to react very quickly to try new things. So the mayor has instituted this new Tough Shed Shelter program. We have two sites in the city. One is at 6th and Brush, and one is at 27th and Northgate. And essentially what that is it's a small community of tough shed cabins that is located near an existing homeless encampment. And it allows the city to invite those campers into the community. They can bring their belongings. We have place for them to store their stuff. We even have places for their pets. And then the city enforces a no camping zone around that facility. And as folks exit the facility to find permanent housing, and it's only been a few months, but so far we have 8 folks that have left the facility to find permanent housing. As it opens up more spots, more folks are invited in, and we can grow the no camping zone over time.
How is that project funded?
What's exciting about it is it's a mix of public and private money. So what we're seeing, because of the depth and gravity and magnitude of the housing crisis and the homelessness issue, a real interest in the private sector stepping up. So we now have the public sector and the private sector working together and trying to do whatever we can to address this issue.
When you say private sector, are we talking about private citizens or business interests or other enterprises?
For the Tough Shed Cabins, we've had some community groups such as the Oakland Chamber of Commerce, the Oakland Builders Alliance. Kaiser Permanente has been a great partner.
Okay.
So what we've been able to do is use that money not only to put in the cabins, but to also combine them with the social services so that the people living there get the support that they need.
It certainly sounds like you've created an all-hands-on-deck situation to address this. I've lived in Oakland during the entire period that you've been quoting statistics, and I've been watching a lot of this. I have one more question about that, though. The land where the new tough sheds are, that was leased by from Caltrans?
So the two sites, one is on private property that we leased from a private property owner.
Okay.
Who is, you know, interested in doing what they can to address the issue. And then the other site at 27th and Northgate is owned by Caltrans. You'll notice as you drive through Oakland, we have lots of encampments under freeways.
Yes.
And Caltrans is in the business of facilitating transportation, right? So we're working with them to make sure that they can be a part of this solution. And so we've leased that property from them for this site.
Okay, Darren, where you sit is an interesting place. You're kind of blazing the trail with this new title that you have, right? You're able to be nimble because you report directly to the mayor. Okay. What kind of technology are you bringing to this? Have you noticed if anybody's bringing any spreadsheet, big data, anything like that? I know San Francisco has an initiative around that as well, but I don't know about Oakland.
You know, in terms of the levels that we're operating at, you're going to need different kinds of data for different kinds of levels. Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at the city level, certainly we have improved our development tracking system now. So that's all automated. So we're able to track how much housing is being built at what affordability level so we can look at trends over time. I think when you're talking about the regional level, the region now is more interested in figuring out what kinds of housing is being built and when. And so they are now using technology to track building permit issuance, affordability levels, and then combining that with things like where different housing is more financially feasible. In many parts of the Bay Area, because of the cost of construction being so high, it is not financially feasible to build. And so there are places where it's financially feasible to build, but because of exclusionary zoning policies that won't allow new development to come in, it's hard for that housing to happen. So you can layer data, policy data on top of development data to get that kind of information.
Speaking about the zoning, can we zone up? Can we go higher with new structures and maybe facilitate, like you said, the inventory for housing is just not there anymore?
Right. Well, you have to think about the way we got to this housing landscape in the Bay Area. Going back to the 20th century, we had a suburbanizing region that was largely developed with single-family homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what we're talking about is, are there ways that we can all accommodate housing in a way that's appropriate for the region? And we're not talking about towers throughout the region. But there are places where these accessory dwelling units, for example, or a duplex or a triplex would make a lot of sense. And that would put a huge dent in the housing crisis.
Do you have blue sky sessions with other people with similar titles and roles as you?
Well, Mayor Schaaf is participating in what's called the CASA initiative, which is the Committee to House the Bay Area. It is a partnership between the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and the Association of Bay Area Governments, two regional bodies, and it is bringing leaders together from around the region. The mayor and I are meeting with folks, for example, from San Jose, from San Francisco, and other cities to figure out how, as a region, we can address this issue.
I'm not trying to play pin the tail on the donkey when it comes to the tech industry's role in this, but they have a potential for a positive role in this. Are you getting any feedback at all from some of the big ones? I know that Google has talked about maybe building a campus in Oakland. That's on and off, but that's a rumor that keeps going around. Are you seeing any response from these Silicon Valley companies when it comes to this problem?
I think we're at a sea change moment right now. Although the housing crisis has been, as you said, going on for years, and it has been felt very deeply by many folks. What's different now is that it is being more broadly felt in the community. And so absolutely, corporations, including tech, is stepping up because they're realizing that in order for them to continue to innovate, they need to attract talent. And that talent can't afford to live in the Bay Area anymore.
That's right.
So we have had conversations with Google and Facebook. Both of them are very interested in doing what they can around housing. And so I think that that combined with a growing interest in philanthropy, foundations getting involved, means we finally have a critical mass to get what we really need, which is not only policy change, but funding.
We wanted to put this show together because from a distance, it looks Sisyphean what you're trying to do. But you're actually making some progress. What can people do to help with that progress right now? Is it voting? Are there initiatives? Are there policies? Is there funding or an NGO partnership that's floating around out there that you'd like to, if you could snap your fingers, what would it be?
Well, the reason that Mayor Schaaf created this position is because she believes and I believe that this is an absolutely solvable crisis. So we as a society created this situation and we can solve this situation. When you think about funding, a big part of what we need is in subsidies for affordable housing. The region spends about $12.5 billion a year on transportation infrastructure. It's estimated that we need about $1.5 billion a year for affordable housing. So this is absolutely doable. So it's a matter of Bay Area residents participating in their local decision-making, making sure that they're advocating for policy and that their decision-makers know that decisions made at the local level around housing affects the whole region.
Often, not always, but often, political will is the last thing to catch up. This time, it's the other way around. It sure seems like. You're building new policies and new programs and building a runway, basically, to solve the problem, but we still have a funding issue. And like you said, I mean, 1/12 of what we spend on BART and roads, I mean, really, that really seems to me just almost ridiculous that we can't pull that together. Do you think that public awareness is helping with this?
Absolutely. So when you poll Oaklanders now, housing and homelessness, the number one issue.
Okay.
So it's no longer jobs and crime. It's housing and homelessness. So we are building the runway, but we're also building the plane while it's about to take off.
Right. You
know, and we can't afford to have the plane. We can't take the time to build the perfect plan. We need to act now. And so when you look at where we're mobilizing at the state level, the mayor has been very vocal in working with the mayors of the big 11 cities in California to advocate at the state level for additional money for homelessness.
You bring up a point there because the Bay Area is very different from Los Angeles, where I used to live, right? Because L.A. is just huge sprawl, but they have one government to address everything. But here you have to have a coalition. You have to have partnerships because I might live in Oakland, but I used to work in San Jose and, you know, drive 880, which was like combat every day. But you have this kind of thing. I'm worried, and I hope you can alleviate this worry, that some cities are going to be not in my backyard. Are you finding that to be a problem?
I think it's changing. I think that what the mayor has done with her advocacy at the regional level as a member of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission is to figure out ways that we can use our existing funding systems to both incentivize jurisdictions for doing the right thing and, if necessary, coming up with regulations that force them to do the right thing. So it's a combination of carrot and stick. And I think that many jurisdictions are coming around because they are seeing now, they're seeing the homelessness on the street. They're seeing the teachers that can't afford to live in
right.
their community. Their home healthcare nurses can't afford to live there. So we're all in this together. And I feel like this is a special moment in time where we're going to make some real progress on the issue.
And you're right at the tip of the spear. Darren, you're the Oakland's first policy director for housing security. I very much appreciate your time and what you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
That was Darren Ranoletti, Policy Director for Housing Security for the Oakland Mayor's Office. This week, we spent the broadcast and the podcast trying to get our arms around the homeless and affordable housing situation in the Bay Area. We can vote, we can volunteer, we can donate. If you need a link or someplace to get started, please check out the mega index of links we built for this week's show notes. The story is at KGORadio.com. It's also at Facebook.com/TechonomicsRadio. I'm on Twitter at KGOJason, and I'll bet you can find this and all of our other shows wherever you pull down your podcasts for the week. Just keyword search Techonomics wherever that is, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc. Coming up after the break, we close out with the San Francisco approach to the homeless crisis and the city's use of big data to get ahead.
Making sure that the sickest and the longest term homeless individuals are the ones who are getting prioritized to the housing. And it's not just a kind of waiting list or a first come, first serve basis or some kind of talent competition. Like the better you're able to work the system, the better you're able to get into housing. It should be the opposite. The people who are going to have the hardest time getting into housing are oftentimes the ones who need it the most.
That's next. So please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.